Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Can you pass the marmalade, please? Thank you. Ah, what have you got?
I've got honey. I thought it would make a nice change.
Yeah. Oh, I might have that next time. I haven't had that for ages. So, have you got a busy day today?
Yeah, well, sort of. I've got two meetings to attend and then just normal other stuff that always needs doing.
Do you think you'll ever go back to work at County Hall?
Don't know. Thing is, I can easily do my job from home.
But if you had the choice, would you go back?
Yeah, I think so. And are you looking forward to the shop reopening?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. It'll be so nice to see everyone. Yeah, even Tina, because I think I've almost forgiven her.
Oh, have you now? I thought because of that phone call you'd have gone right off her.
Well, yeah, I was very annoyed. But when we return to work, I don't want to go back with any bad feelings.
Oh, you're far too forgiving, Penny. You should tell her how you really feel and then she might not do it again.
No, it's just not worth it. And anyway, I've calmed down now.
Well, you're a better person than I am. I'd tell her straight that she'd upset me.
Oh, sorry. Do you mind if I get this?
No, of course not. Is it Mike?
No. You'll never believe it. It's Tina. Hello?
Hi, Penny. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, good. Well, Penny, you never guess who just phoned me.
No. Who was it?
Matthew Patterson.
Matthew Patterson? Gosh. What did he want?
Oh, he just phoned for a friendly chat.
Did he?
Yes. Oh, I see. I take he hasn't phoned you then.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, well, maybe he will, when he has the time.
So what did he want?
Well, first of all, he introduced himself. And then he asked me about what I like doing, and that sort of thing.
Really? And was that it?
Yes. And he's ever so nice.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. And he talks about how he hopes to make changes to Patterson's. Or to make things better, of course.
So what did he suggest?
Oh, no, he didn't go into it on the phone. He said we'd all hear about it by email. Oh, Penny, I wonder why he didn't phone you.
I don't know. I didn't know he was phoning anyone.
No, of course you didn't. Well, I can tell you that he really is absolutely charming, and I'm sure you'll like him. He asked me how long I'd worked at the shop and what I'd done before that. Oh, and he was so easy to talk to.
Really?
Yes, and then we talked about his Uncle Nick.
And what did he say about him?
Well, he obviously gets on very well with his uncle. Oh, Penny, he was so sweet, because he thanked me of all my hard work and then said, as he is now acting on behalf of his uncle and dealing with everything, any concerns or ideas should now only be directed to him. So I don't need to worry about contacting Nick anymore.
Oh, I see.
And I completely understand that. Well, if he's here now, there's no need to contact Nick, is there?
No, I suppose not.
Oh, Penny, you sound a bit put out. I'm sure he'll phone you for a chat eventually.
No, I'm not put out. I'm fine.
Well, you sound it.
No, I'm just surprised that he's phoned you, that's all.
Well, it's probably because I made such an effort to help his uncle. I can't wait to meet him. I feel Matthew and I are friends already.
Friends?
Yes. Because from what you're saying, he obviously didn't phone everyone, did he?
No, he didn't. Or he hasn't yet.
Oh, don't worry, Penny. If he phones me again, I'll pass on any messages that I think you need to hear.
Oh, thanks, Tina. That's very kind.
Well, I always like to help my friends.
So, you've forgiven me then for not telling you who I knew was coming to join us?
Oh, gosh. Yes, of course I have. I'd have done the same. No, don't worry about that. Oh, I'm sure you'll like him, Penny. I think he's going to be so good for the shop.
Oh, I'm very pleased to hear it.
Well, it won't be long now, and we'll be reopening.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
Well, I can't wait. And I suppose you'll manage without Michael not being here, won't you?
And what do you mean by that?
Nothing really.
Tina, Michael's off with stress, and he'll be back as soon as he can. I'm sure I'll cope if he's not there.
Well, anyway, we have Matthew now. And as far as I'm concerned, he is in charge. Because he is a Patterson's after all.
Yes, I know that. But we do have Michael and Megan as well, you know.
Yeah, but I think Matthew will make all the decisions. And so he should. Oh, don't get me wrong. Matthew's not bossy or anything like that. But he's the one person who knows what's going to happen to the shop. And as I said, he told me there will be changes.
Will there now?
Yes. But remember, Penny, keep that between you and me. Okay?
Hi, Jim. Long time no hear.
Well, yeah, sorry about that. I've been meaning to phone, but you know what it's like.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, tell me, how are you these days?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
And Connie? How's she?
Oh, she's all right. Can't wait to get back to work, but other than that, she's fine. So, how are things with you?
Oh, I'm fine. But the same as Connie, really. I just want to get back to some sort of normality. Whatever that might be.
Yeah, well, it won't be long now.
No. As long as nothing changes before then, of course.
Yeah, well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Now then, Jim, the last time we spoke, you said something about moving.
Oh, no, I didn't in the end. I couldn't face it, to be honest.
Oh, right. Well, how's Les? Is she okay?
Not really. Unfortunately, she lost her job.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Yeah, it's been very difficult. Anyway, one of the reasons I'm phoning you is I want to ask you something.
Okay, well, what is it?
It's about Matthew Patterson.
And who the hell is he?
Oh, come on, you must have heard about him.
No, I've no idea who you're talking about.
Come on, Mike, Penny must have mentioned him to you.
No, she hasn't. All right, who is he?
He's someone who's going to be working at Patterson's.
So? Well, lots of people work there.
Yeah, look, mate, if you're trying to be funny...
No, I'm not. But I'm hardly the right person to ask about who does or doesn't work there.
Well, Penny must have mentioned him to you.
Well, she hasn't. So, come on, who is he?
He's Nick Patterson's nephew.
Oh, I see. So why are you so interested in him?
Well, I'm not really, but it would be nice to know something about him.
Why?
Well, because I'll be working with him.
Jim, I don't see the problem.
Well, could you ask Penny if she's heard anything about him?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, for goodness sake, why not?
Because you can ask her yourself.
Well, I could, but I thought she'd tell you more.
Well, I'm not going to ask her, okay? I have no interest in Matthew Patterson whatsoever.
Oh, well, I wish you would. We're all dying to know what he's like.
Well, I'm not. So, apart from that, have you got anything else to say?
Yes, of course I have. Have you heard that Pete Jackson might be giving up the pub?
No, I haven't. And before you ask, I don't know anything about him either. Oh, Jim, you haven't changed, have you?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing.
Right, I'm going to have a glass of wine. Do you want one?
Oh, yes, please. So, did you get everything done today?
Yeah, I did, thanks. And the meetings went very well. Not one hiccup.
That's good. God, I hate it when everything freezes. Oh, you blooming well can't hear them.
Oh, I know, it's so annoying. So, how was your day? How's our dear friend Tina?
Oh, don't ask.
Why? What did she say this time?
She phoned me to tell me that Matthew Patterson had phoned her and that she felt they were friends already.
What is she like? She certainly does manage to wind you up the wrong way, doesn't she?
Oh, she winds everybody up the wrong way.
So why did he phone her?
To tell her how well she is doing.
And you believe her?
Well, yes, of course I do.
Oh, Penny, she'd say anything to get a reaction. He was probably phoning her to tell her to stop contacting his uncle.
Ah, now she did mention that.
There you go, then. That's typical Tina. She's been told off, but makes out that he was all very pally, like a super-duper new friend.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Well, Penny, that's Tina for you. So next time, don't believe everything she says, OK?
Hello?
Hello, Helen. I'm just phoning to check you're okay.
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Did you speak to Millie?
Yes, I did. And she's more than happy to come in early on the 12th and help us open up.
I knew she would. And what about Petra? Is she coming back?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, I can't wait for the cafe to open up again.
Well, they'll only be able to sit outside, you know.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Gosh, it's better than nothing.
Well, that's true.
And Vince, how's he getting on?
Oh, he's okay. He's cutting the grass at the moment.
Oh, good for him.
Well, I didn't think it needed cutting, but there you go.
Well, it keeps him out of mischief, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose that's one way of looking at it.
Oh, Mike, you know what Jim's like. He's never going to change.
I know that, but honestly, I've never heard of Matthew, and I'm even less interested in him now.
Well, why would you be? I can't see that you'd be at all interested to know who's working there now.
I'm not. I'd rather not think about the place, to be honest.
Well, that's all behind us now, and anyway, you don't need Patterson's. You've got your own business now. Oh, that reminds me. Did Mrs. Perkins ever get back to you?
Yeah, I start next week.
Oh, that's great. She's been a good customer, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has. I feel sorry for her, really. I'm probably one of the few people she sees.
You do keep to the rules, though, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. But it's so sad. I mean, sometimes I see her, she's just standing there, thinking about something. I think she's remembering her husband. And then she wipes away a tear.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.